The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good to sit with you. So, even though I've had to find my own voice and practice, even when I'm not talking like him, I found myself thinking often of Shinzen Young, teacher that I sat with over, I don't know, more than a decade. And I teach quite differently from how he does, and much less systematic. He's highly systematic, and and teach differently, but feel infused by his wisdom and care over the years. And so thought to just provide a kind of very brief sketch of his approach to mindfulness. There's a lot in there, and you can kind of unfold it over time, but for what it's worth. So first, just to say that the definition, even what mindfulness is, what mindful awareness is contested, and that's a good thing. And no one gets to kind of give a kind of final definition of mindfulness. We can look in the suttas, the Satipatthana, glean as much as possible to understand what the Buddha might have meant about mindfulness, but it's actually an open question. And it's good that it's an interdisciplinary dialogue about what is mindfulness. Shinzen offered a kind of unusual and I think potent definition of mindfulness, saying that it's a threefold skill set working together: concentration, sensory clarity, equanimity. So those three skills, concentration, sensory clarity, equanimity, work together in order to generate mindfulness. Now, often we distinguish mindfulness from concentration. People say like, oh, I like concentration practice. I'm a jhana teacher. I teach meditative absorption or something. Or I like mindfulness practice. I'm a mindfulness teacher. But in the suttas and here in Shinzen's definition, these aren't really orthogonal constructs, separate, entirely separate. Mindfulness, in other words, I would say entails some measure of attentional stability. Otherwise, we don't sink into phenomena. That sense of being pinged around by phenomena is often a sign that it's like, okay, the tranquility samadhi side is not adequately developed. And so in Shinzen system, concentration is defined as the ability to focus on what you want when you want. That's simple. It's a way of selectively highlighting particular phenomena, say, our breathing, and then the kind of stickiness of the rest of the phenomenal world falls away when it's a high level of concentration. And generally speaking, concentration makes all experience richer. Like when our attention is gathered, the data stream is just fuller. There's more, you could say, more data. We're not glancing off the surface of phenomena. Concentration, sensory clarity, the ability to untangle the elements of sensory events. Normally, we kind of experience our life and this episode or that episode as a kind of amalgamation. It's all glued together, and we don't realize that we're experiencing many different streams of data simultaneously. And so mindfulness actually helps us slow down and untangle these different threads of experience. And sensory clarity is also alluding to the ability to detect subtler and subtler experience that was previously subconscious, thoughts and feelings and, urges and moods and all of that might have flown under the radar of awareness. Now that becomes clarified. That's more noticeable. Subtle is significant, as Shinzen would say. When we practice this, we really deeply recognize subtle is significant. It may be subtle in one sense and have huge cascading effects across the heart mind. And sometimes even what we call, unconscious motivations have a kind of conscious fingerprint or subconscious fingerprint. We have to get subtle. And then equanimity, the third skill, the ability to let sensory experience come and go without push or pull. Sometimes Shinzen would say, like a radical permission to feel. And he would say that, he would say that while we were all in pain, in a, long 90-minute sit or 2-hour sit or something like that, radical permission to feel. Feeling in the end is a kind of ultimate arbiter of, the manifestation of clinging and letting go. So that's what we're cultivating when we're cultivating mindfulness, concentration, sensory clarity, equanimity. But the first question was really like, why develop mindfulness? And I said it's threefold, to appreciate the world, to transcend the world, to improve the world. Appreciate self and world, transcend self and world, improve self and world. And to appreciate, to experience the senses with radical fullness. And gratitude when it's not, the thin gruel of me and my fucking gratitude journal. I'm happy the when gratitude, when it's like, deep, it's like the richness of experience, the richness of goodness. How fully can we experience goodness? And ordinary mind doesn't just usually glance off of pain, but it glances off of goodness too. And now the richness and the satisfaction, the poignancy of our life runs deep. We the language uses transcend self and world, to know what lies outside of self-referential awareness, or to know what awareness is like when it doesn't taste like self. And, in the kind of, he's pointing to the deep end of the pool, like in the penumbra of cessation called emptiness. No longer feel of this world in exactly the same way. these experiences of appreciation and transcendence help us like refine our personhood and to be of deeper service, you know, to be a more potent cause and condition for happiness in others. And where is mindfulness cultivated? The traditional answer is four foundations, or maybe with the aggregates, the heaps. And maybe this is blasphemous, but Shinzen found some of that confusing. And so he cut up the sensory pie differently to visual experience, auditory experience, and somatic experience. There's visual, if we're sighted, physical sight, mental images. I can picture the screen and my body right now. And then visual rest. Okay. There's some, you know, kind of blank mental screen I can attune to. Just giving the visual attention to that, soothing, restful. And auditory, those physical sounds, you know, the sound of the snapping. There's mental talk, what we normally just call thinking, you know, the auditory function of thinking. If you say your name silently, you'll hear it. And then auditory rest, kind of external silence or the internal silence of the mind. And then somatic, so physical body sensations, emotional body sensations, and somatic rest, the body at deep rest, tranquility. And that's not exhaustive. That leaves out some experiences, but that covers most everything. There's seeing, hearing, feeling, external, internal, restful. And then lastly, how is mindfulness cultivated? His system, as he's staying with this theme of three, mostly it's noting the first, tracking sensory events with or without mental labels. So you're directing the attention in a very particular way. Okay, my breathing, there's the physicality of the breath coming in, the top of the inhalation, the exhale, the bottom of the exhale. And maybe I'm noting, you know, which is mental labeling, but maybe it's just noticing, wordlessly noticing. But it's a kind of deliberate tracking of sensory events. And then the second option for cultivating mindfulness is doing nothing, dropping the intention to control attention. And it's wild how much we are attempting to control the attention, okay? We drop that intention. If we can drop it, we drop it. If we can't drop it, it's not our intention. And so there's a kind of that's a second mode of practice. And then lastly, the third way of cultivating mindful awareness is nurturing the positive, intentionally creating positive mental images, positive mental talk, pleasant emotional body sensations. So we actually, that would be in the, you know, loving kindness would fall into that realm. And so, three, 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 three attentional skills. Concentration, sensory clarity, equanimity, three jobs, appreciating, transcending, improving self and world. Three sensory modalities, you know, visual, auditory, somatic, and three basic approaches to meditation: noting, do nothing, cultivating, nurturing positive. That's the rundown. That's for what it's worth. Please explore as you see fit, and leave whatever feels irrelevant behind. And thank you. Thank you all for your attention.